NPR's John Burnett is traveling with the 1st Marine Division, part of that Marine push approaching Baghdad from the southeast. After a three-day lull, what the military has called an operational pause, his unit started pressing forward again early this morning.
About 2 o'clock in the morning, we were all roused and told to get on the move. And so they got this enormous 155-millimeter howitzer gun in the darkness and attached it to the back of a big 7-ton truck. And with the ammo truck behind us, we rumbled out of our position and found ourselves in an enormous convoy, all moving north. And it appears that most of the 1st Marine Division, 20,000 men and women strong, is on the move. I've never seen this convoy go so fast, all rolling north, clearly preparing for, I guess, what will be a big battle ahead.
Did this convoy face any resistance as it was rushing forward?
Actually, I talked to the colonel in this artillery battalion this evening, and he said he's heard of very little resistance, certainly nothing compared to what's in store for them.
John, after the suicide bombings that were reported over the weekend, have the troops changed the way that they deal with civilians?
They really have. On the road up from southern Iraq, they were handing out the yellow humanitarian daily ration packages and handing out charms and Skittles to the kids who would come up to the Marines from the side of the road. And there was that whole spirit going on, and that's changed quite dramatically after a couple of incidents that happened to one of the regimental combat teams up at the front. Some individuals went forward to get humanitarian rations and then killed a couple of Marines. We've also heard that they have found humanitarian rations in fighting holes, and then, as you said, the car bombing has really put quite a chill in any vehicle that drives down the road now. For instance, this morning we were watching a cab driver driving not far from our position, and he had about a dozen extremely heavy weapons aimed on him. And so there's a rather tense character to the interactions between the Marines and the civilians that's pretty different from what it was a few days ago.
John, I understand that they've also found farmers who happen to have large amounts of cash on them, and that's rather unusual. What would that mean?
Well, when they would find some of these weapons caches in these farmhouses, these adobe farmhouses, they invariably detain the farmer and interrogate them. And they, on several occasions, they found his pockets full of an inconceivable amount of money for a poor Iraqi farmer. In Iraqi dinars, the equivalent of $15,000, more than they would make in decades as a farmer here. A pretty high colonel said, that some of Saddam's operatives are spreading the money around in order to buy them off, to use their farms for ambush sites, for weapons caches, to get them to fight against the invading Americans and Brits as much as possible.
John, are there any concerns there in your unit about supplies at this point? Are the troops being asked to hold back on ammunition? Any concerns about MREs or sort of scaling back the amount of water that they drink each day?
No. The supply train has caught up, at least in the 1st Marine Division. That's all I can speak about. We were down to one MRE a day in the headquarters battalion a few days ago, and things were beginning to look lean, but now they've caught up. They're using these Sea Knight helicopters. You see them flying up and down the highway now, carrying MREs and water and ammunition. And so it's not just road supply trucks.
All right, John, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Michelle.
NPR's John Burnett with the 1st Marine Division back on the road to Baghdad.